I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Whatever it is you do for a living, there are expectations. There are things that people who you work with, people you work for, people who work for you are expecting of you. Prepare yourself to go above and beyond those expectations.
Stay all day.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by 30 Days to Discipline, a 30-day course for you to build your discipline, make sure you follow through on your commitments, and get done everything you know you want to get done but haven't gotten around to getting done. Learn more and get started at DreAllDay.com/30. You are now tuned in to the best show there is, where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to occur. And on top of all that, we give you more. You get a personal initiative. You get the personal initiative to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. You couldn't be in a better place at a better time, because today's topic is about getting and staying in game shape. And when I say game shape, of course, any of you who are athletes or have dealt with athletes, you know that game shape means you need to be in good enough shape to play in the game, which is not the same as the shape you need to shoot around at the park. It's not the same shape you need to play in a bullshit pickup game at LA Fitness or 24-hour fitness or the recreation center around the corner from where you live. And game shape in sports means you got to be in the best possible shape you could be in to play in a real game where you got coaches and referees and there's money possibly involved, and you could possibly lose your roster spot, or lose your job, and lose a career if you go out there and don't show up. And it's the exact same thing that happens in all of life, in the business world, in the academic world, in any kind of world. You got to keep yourself in game shape, meaning being ready to do what you need to do, when it needs to be done, how it needs to be done, at the level that is expected of you. Especially if anyone's investing any type of resources in you, you better be in game shape at all times. That's what we're talking about here today, not only in sports, but in business and in life too. Let's get right into it. Number one, what does it mean to be in game shape? I just touched on it a little bit, but what it means to be in game shape, people, just so we're all on the same page here, it means to be fully 100% ready to perform both physically and mentally as a way of being. Now, I want to be clear. That definition that I just gave you, I'm going to say it again, and then I want to make sure I'm clear on what I'm emphasizing in that definition, because I want to make sure you caught it. Being in game shape means to be 100% fully ready to perform both physically and mentally, and here's the emphasis, as a way of being. See, I know people who aren't always in the best of shapes physically. They're not super athletes. They're not gym rats. They're not type people who's just going to be in the gym every day just because. They're the type of people who get in shape when they need to get in shape, or if they're challenged to get in shape, you bet them some money to get in shape, they can get in shape. But see, a person who is in game shape at all times, the type of person I'm talking about, I'm describing here in today's episode, being in game shape is a way of life. Being in game shape is not something that you do. It's something that you are. Being in game shape is not something that you decide to get around to because the season is coming along, or you're about to try to sign a contract, or you're about to go a tour, so you got to get in shape so you can do your concert, or some people are about to come be taking a look at you, or you're going to be getting some photos done, so you decide to start working out every single day, or your wedding is coming up in 6 months, so you hire a personal trainer. See, being in game shape, ladies and gentlemen, means you're like that all the time. You don't have to get in shape because you're always in shape. I've been on Instagram before or on something like Facebook, and you see with a trainer or just a person by themselves, they post these before and after photos. You know what I'm talking about? They'll show a picture of themselves out of shape where they're kind of standing there and they take the picture and they're not really smiling. They don't look too happy. They got their bathing suit on. Or if it's a guy, they have no shirt on and you can see that they're not really in that great of a shape. Shouldn't he be taking a picture with no shirt on? But then next to it, they got a picture where they're smiling, they're happy. Their skin is all of a sudden is much more shiny, is much more tan. They got the muscles popping, they're flexing, they're smiling, they seem happy. I'm like, damn, the before and after. I always look at those and I say to myself, damn, I wish I could post a before and after picture. The problem is I stay in shape all life round, so I can't post a before and after. There's no before. Now, I'm not saying that to impress you, but to impress upon you, being in game shape is not something that you get into. There's no before and after with game shape. So you get into it and you stay in it at all times. Floyd Mayweather, the boxer, when I would watch his, I forget what the name of that show was, the shows that would be the lead up to his matches. For those of you who don't watch boxing, those of you who watch, you know the show that I'm talking about. But in the lead up to Floyd's boxing matches for several years when he was working a deal with HBO and also when he was working with Showtime, anytime he was going to fight somebody in the lead up to the fight, maybe let's say the last 4 weeks before the fight actually happened, there would be this behind the scenes documentary where they would follow Floyd and they would also follow the challenger to the fight. And one of the things about Floyd that they emphasize or that Floyd would talk about or his trainers or people in his camp would talk about is that the guy doesn't have to get in shape when it's time for a fight. When a fight comes around, of course he goes into training camp, but he doesn't have to get in shape because he's always in shape. He doesn't get out of shape in between fights. Even when there isn't a fight, there will be times when Floyd didn't even know if there was going to be another fight. I mean, well, I guess he kind of knew because he can determine whether he wants to fight again or not. But he didn't have a fight scheduled. There was no contract signed. There was no contender that he knew he was going to be boxing against. But he would still go to the gym and train as if a fight was coming up. He would stay in game shape, so to speak, all year round. And that's the definition of being in game shape. So for those of you, anything that you do, again, this is not about your physical fitness, but I guess it can be about that because I don't care if you're a librarian or a janitor, or you run your own housekeeping service, you want to be in good physical shape because, as they say, health is wealth, right? If you're not in physically in good shape, doesn't matter how smart you are or how many downloads you get on your podcast or how many subscribers you got on YouTube or how many books you're going to write. None of that matters, right? If you aren't in good physical shape, because you won't be able to, number one, enjoy it. Number two, you may not even be able to do the thing that you're so great at. So being in game shape, again, is not just about physical fitness. It's about whatever skill it is you bring to the table, whatever it is. You are always ready to deliver at all times. Whenever that call comes, if the call comes, if the call does not come, you are always ready to go regardless. That's what it means to be in game shape. So now that we're all on the same page with that, let's move on to point number two. Today's topic is getting and staying in game shape. How do you actually get in game shape? Let's get retroactive. Let's take a step backwards, because now that you understand what game shape means, how do you actually get there? What if you're not in game shape right now? You're listening to this and saying, Dre, that's cool that you aren't in game shape. You can't post a before and after picture. But listen, Dre, I'm in the before stage, right? I've been in the before stage my whole life, Dre. How do I get to that after stage? How do I get the after photo? Like, my whole life has been the before photo. How do I get to the point where I have this after photo? How do you actually get in game shape? Here's what you need to do to get yourself in game shape. If you're not taking notes, write this down. This is what you need to do to get yourself in game shape. Number one thing you must do is you got to know the game that you're in. You got to know what game you're in. What is it that you're doing? What is it that you're aiming for? Where are you trying to get to? Who are you trying to become? And what do you need to do? What is required of you in order to achieve it? You got to know the game that you're in. If you're playing basketball and you want to get in basketball game shape, first of all, you got to be clear on what game that you're in. You know, a basketball player will say to me that they're in game shape. And I say, how do you know you're in game shape? And they're playing pickup games at the local rec center or at the local playground around the corner against some bum who's a shift manager at Taco Bell from 9 to 5. That's not game shape. Game shape means you got to be able to get on the court when a coach is watching you and do 10 suicides in under 5 minutes with 30 seconds rest in between without getting tired, without throwing up. And you got to make the time every single time. And if you don't, you are considered out of shape. There was a time I remember in 2008, I had signed a contract to go play in Montenegro. I was in Herceg Novi. And I remember the first couple days of practice, the coach didn't speak English. So there was a German guy. I forget his name, but he was German, but he spoke English fluently. And he would translate for me. So the coach would say a whole lot of stuff. And then I would say to him, what the coach say? And he would give me like one sentence. I'm like, wait, he was talking for way longer than what you just said. But that's the way he would translate every time this guy was talking to me. But one of the first things the coach said to me after maybe the second practice I was there was, hey, you got to get in shape. And I thought I was in shape. I had actually been working at LA Fitness before I went over for that job. That was actually the last quote unquote regular job that I had, was at LA Fitness before I signed in Montenegro at that time. And I've been working out every day on the court. Of course, you got all the equipment. I've been lifting weights and doing the treadmill. I was doing all kinds of stuff. I thought I was in pretty good shape. And coach said, no, you got to get in shape. I wasn't in game shape. And sometimes it's hard to get in game shape by yourself. But if you've been there before, you know what's required of you. The thing is, it's just hard to get in game shape. See, it's not impossible. And it's not a lack of information. It's just that it's hard to do. There's a lot of things that you don't want to do that a coach or a trainer or a boss or a supervisor or a parent would make you do. You must be disciplined enough to force yourself to do those things. So number one thing to get in game shape, let's be clear, is know what game you're in. What is the game that you're in and what is the shape required for that game? If you don't know, you can find that information. The internet that we have these days, listen, every piece of information you need or want or could ever wonder about is available there. Go get the information, know what game you're in. Next thing you got to do is know what is expected of you. I kind of touched on this already. What is expected of you to be in game shape? When I showed up in Montenegro again, I thought I was in shape. I've been working out every day. I worked at a damn gym. I thought I was in as good shape as I could be in. Coach said, no, you got to get in game shape. What did game shape mean? It meant you had to be in there running those suicides, doing those sprints, doing another sprint when you were tired. If you're working out by yourself, are you going to really give yourself a 30-second rest or are you going to give yourself a 3 minutes rest before you start running again? Again, knowing what's expected of you. What will be expected of you when you do get on, when the lights do come on, when you do get that opportunity? That is the standard you got to hold yourself to get and keep yourself in game shape, knowing what is expected of you. Other thing you got to do to get in game shape. We're still on point number two here. Today's topic, getting and staying in game shape. You got to prepare to go above and beyond the baseline expectations. Now, this is a big one right here. Prepare to go above and beyond the baseline expectations. Let me tell you the way that I always thought when it came to athletics, when it came to business, when it came to not so much school. I should have used this thought process when I was in school, so don't copy me on the school part, but this is something I definitely use in business life and in sports life, was that if the only time that I worked out or the only time that I practiced or the only information that I got was what happened in practice, if I only got information from the coach at the same time the other 12 players on the team got it, if I only did suicides and sprints and lifted weights and worked out at the same time that the other guys on the roster were doing it, how the hell could I ever get better than them? How could I be better than anybody on my team if I was training the same time that they were, for the same amount that they were, and doing the exact same things that they were doing? There was no way that I could get better than them if I wasn't doing more than them. When I first started playing basketball, I didn't have a trainer. I didn't have a coach. There was no hoophandbook.com. There were no YouTube videos. I didn't have anyone teaching me basketball. I had to figure it out on my own. Just how to practice, I had to figure out on my own. There was no free information out there, but I made a very simple calculation. I looked around in my neighborhood at all the other players who played regularly, and I said, okay, these guys are all better than me. That was the absolute truth, but I want to be better than them. That was also a truth. But how, this is the question I had to ask myself, how could I possibly become better than them if the same times that they're at the park playing, I'm at the park playing? Because everyone would come out in the evenings, in the summertime like it is now, and it's hot in the summertime. So people only come outside in the evenings, maybe around 5-6 o'clock. And some of these, we're talking about grown men and women. Well, grown men mostly, they had jobs. So they would be at work from 9 to 5. They'd get off work. Everybody would come to the park and play pickup basketball. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, if I'm playing the same amount as them, I am going to improve because I'm playing. And I'm playing against players who are better than me, so I will learn. So there's a steep learning curve for me. But if I'm practicing as much as they are, and we weren't really practicing, we were playing, but my 14-year-old logic was, I'm only going to improve at the same rate as them, but they're already ahead of me, so I'll never catch up. So I got to do something that they're not doing. So that's when I got the idea, you know, why not come to the park at 9 o'clock in the morning and just work out until like 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I wasn't working out that whole time. That's humanly not possible. But I would be at the park, whether that's playing in one-on-ones with people, practicing by myself, figuring something to do, just hanging at the park, a 14-15-year-old kid does. And that's what I would do all day because I figured I had to spend more time out there than everybody else. I have to practice more than everybody else. That's the only way I will ever catch and or surpass any of these people. So being in game shape means you must prepare yourself to go above and beyond the baseline expectations. Whatever is expected of you, you should be ready for more than that. If it's expected of you to be able to run 10 suicides, you should be training in the offseason by yourself. You should be running 15. You should be running 20. You should show up to training camp already in game shape so that you can lead the drill. Not that you're doing the same thing as everybody else. Whatever the equivalent is of this for you in your business and your field, you know that there are expectations of you, right? Whatever it is you do for a living, there are expectations. There are things that people who you work with, people you work for you, are expecting of you, prepare yourself to go above and beyond those expectations. You know what the expectations are, and you know what above and beyond means, right? You don't need a dictionary. So prepare yourself to go above it. There's no trivia to this situation here. Hold yourself personally accountable. That is what it means to get in game shape. Before we get to the rest of the show, let me ask. You heard people talk about the zone all the time, getting into that state of flow, that state where you're not even thinking about anything. Everything just comes to you naturally and you're doing it at your highest level. We call that being in the zone. How would you like to be able to get in the zone whenever you wanted to, where you could just snap your fingers and tell yourself to get in the zone and it actually happens? How about maintaining your focus and your full highest possible level of confidence at all times so that you can be the leader that you've always envisioned yourself to be? And with all of this stuff I said, how about you can make it all stick forever, guaranteed? And if you're thinking that's all just a pipe dream or it's fantasy and it can't possibly be reality, I want to let you know that up until now it was. Until I created my course called Bulletproof Mindset. Bulletproof Mindset is a 12-module course, the only course of its kind that will help you deal with your challenges of perseverance, getting frustrated with yourself because your results are arriving too slowly, self-belief when you're underperforming, and it's not because you're not good enough because you lack confidence in yourself. What about persistence? Not sticking to your plans long enough to see the results. Maybe it's personal initiative. You're hesitant to make that first move, to pick up a phone, to make a call, to take charge of a group, to approach a person. If those have ever been a challenge for you, Bulletproof Mindset was made to handle that challenge. If you're an up-and-coming athlete, a salesperson, an entrepreneur, a seasoned professional at what you do, if you're building your brand, if you're a business professional looking to grow in your position and move up in your career and in your life, if you're a student looking to deal with time management, dealing with new people, if you fall into any of those categories, Bulletproof Mindset was made for you. Again, 12 module course. You're going to get the 7 golden rules of the Bulletproof Mindset, deal with the 15 common mental errors. You'll get complete understanding of mental conditioning. You'll get my bulletproof strategies for focus, learn to communicate with power, dipping yourself in gold, which is the finishing touch on the Bulletproof Mindset, and lifetime access to all course materials. Again, this is called the Bulletproof Mindset course by yours truly, Dre All Day. Get full information and get started at dreallday.com/bulletproof. That's dreallday.com/bulletproof for the Bulletproof Mindset course. Now let's get back to the program. Point number 3. Today's topic again is getting and staying in game shape in life. Some professions, some jobs, some of them demand that you arrive in game shape. Right? There are some professions where you got to show up in game shape. For example, what I mean is there are some jobs where you could go get a college degree and whatever it is that you majored in, but then you show up to that job and they teach you as if you knew nothing, as if they're not expecting you to have learned anything about this job in school, right? If you heard my interview with my sister, Latoya Baldwin Clark, episode 721, her first job out of college was as an investment banker. Even though she had a degree from the University of Pennsylvania, which is a prestigious university, they taught her, as I asked her, she said this, they taught her as if she knew nothing. They taught her from the ground up. So anybody could have walked in there and got a job. Well, as long as they got hired, they would have got taught the same way that Latoya was being taught. So they didn't expect her to know anything when she showed up to the job. You understand? They didn't demand that she arrived in game shape. They said, we're going to whip you into game shape. But in other businesses, such as the professional sports world, they expect you to show up with some baseline skills. Right? You don't show up to play for the Miami Heat not knowing how to make a layup, right? That's not going to work. Right? They expect you to have some ability to do the job before you get there. Now, we're going to teach you the plays. We're going to teach you, what time is practice. We're going to teach you what the requirements are to play for this organization. But we do expect you to know how to play basketball, right? We're not teaching you how to play ball. All right? As an investment banker, they were teaching Latoya how to do every single part of that job. But in some jobs, let's say if you become a journalist at the New York Times, they expect that you know how to write an article. I have some understanding of what a quality New York Times type article reads like, because they expect that you have read some of them before and they expect you to have some writing experience. So there are some jobs that expect you to arrive in game shape. So what you need to understand, whatever job you have, whatever business or industry that you're in, if it is demanded of you to arrive in game shape, you better not show up there and think that they're going to help you. Don't show up at the job thinking, oh, I thought somebody was going to teach me how to do this. No, I'm not in game shape, but I thought, when I got here, we were going to be doing drills and stuff like that. No, don't get there thinking that they're going to help you out. Because see, if you're not already in game shape, you know what happens? You're out. They send you back home. And I've seen this happen before in many industries. I have a friend who is a writer. He's a professional writer. You know what he told me? I never considered this to be a possibility, but this is what he told me. He said, when a traditional publishing company, like the punk companies that put books out in bookstores, y'all know what I mean, right? When a traditional publishing company signs an author to a publishing deal, and that author writes their book, whatever, their manuscript, whatever it is, and they send in their manuscript, they send the manuscript into the publisher and say, hey, here's the book, I've written it all. Obviously, they have editors at the company who are going to look at it and all that. If that manuscript is below a certain level of quality, now I want you to understand this. This is with the understanding that the editors and the author understands that after this manuscript was written, of course, the company is going to make some edits to it. They may ask them to do some revisions. But even with that, if the manuscript is below a certain level of quality, that there have been times that the publishing company says, you know what, this was a mistake to even sign this person to a publishing contract. We're canceling the contract. Give us our advance money back. We're not doing a book with you anymore. You're not publishing through our company anymore because the quality of the manuscript, the rough draft, the first version of the book was so bad that they said, you know what, we don't think this person even has a quality book in them. So we're going to cancel this whole situation and we're going to go find ourselves a different author. That happens, people. In a professional sports world, I've told you many times, if a basketball player shows up to a team, I don't care what team it is, it could be an NBA team, the G League, overseas somewhere, you show up not in game shape or you show up and don't be the player who you sold yourself as or who your agent talked you up as, and you're not that player and it looks like that, after the first practice, they will send you home. You won't make it to a game. You won't get to play in a game to prove yourself. You will get fired after practice, and they probably won't have paid you for a practice. This is what happens in the professional world, people. So those of you who are already in the professional world, thinking of jumping into a different job, a different industry, understand that you better show up with some skills. And those of you who are not yet professionals or not yet in the role that you want to be in or the spot or the industry that you want to be in, you better show up with some baseline skills. If you don't have those baseline skills, you better go find out what they are. And you better go start working on those skills. This podcast is called Work On Your Game. It's not imagine. It's not I didn't know on my game. It's not figure out on my game. It's not go ask a bunch of questions on my game. It is work on your game. Know what the game is. Know what is expected of you and be ready to deliver. If you are a basketball player, again, they expect you to show up ready. If you're a journalist, they expect you to show up being able to write. If you're an Uber driver, they expect you to have a car and know how to drive, right? They expect you to be able to read directions, right? They expect those things. They're not going to train you. You got to be able to do those things when you walk into the door. Let's recap today's topic, which is getting and staying in game shape in life. Number one, what is game shape? It means you fully 100% ready to perform both physically and mentally as a way of living. A game shape is a way of being. It is not something you do. It is not something you become. It is not something you get. It is something that you live. Point number two, how do you get in game shape? If you're not in game shape right now, how can you get in game shape? Number one, know what game you're in. Number two, know what is expected of you. Number three, prepare to be above and beyond the baseline expectations. Number four, hold yourself personally accountable. And point number three, some professions, some jobs, they demand that you arrive in game shape. Do not get there not in game shape thinking that they're going to train you. They're not going to train you. They're just going to turn you away with a coach class ticket back home or a train ticket back home or just a kick in the ass and tell you to get the hell out the building so we can hire somebody who's ready to go. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by 30 Days to Discipline, a 30-day course for you to build your discipline, make sure you follow through on your commitments, and get done everything you know you want to get done but haven't gotten around to getting done. Learn more and get started at DreAllDay.com/30. People like you who listen to the Work On Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.